Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
It is useless to resist us.
People's homes are being ruined by these monsters.
It is useless to resist us.
From here, there is no escape.
It is useless to resist us.
I sure would like to get out of here.
Keep your dark glasses on and stay where you are.
The revolution is on.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and it's good to be with you again. Folks, it's good to be with you anytime. I appreciate you tuning in and sharing your time with us, and we really do. We are very grateful for it. We have a good crew tonight, same crew we usually have, but they're still good, and that's Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
We have Melissa with us.
Hello.
We have Rainer James.
Hey. And Rick, you used to say we were the normal panel group.
The normal, yeah.
Yeah, and then you decided we weren't normal, so you changed to regular.
Right, right. Well, that's Rainer James, who is directly responsible for Hal James.
Uh-oh.
And sometimes she has a hard job. I understand that.
Hey, the other night, I guess it was last night, we were at that, what do they call it, a forum for the school board. And this woman said, "Oh, Rainer, I know your voice. I hear it all the time on the radio." And I know Hal. She said, "You know Hal? Are you sure you're on the show?" I said, "I was crushed. I mean to tell you."
Well, you're going to have to do a better job, Hal. That's all.
I know. I need to project more.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's been a busy week. You know, we had the presidential debates, which I thought went very well.
Mm-hmm. In spite of two on one.
Yeah, he did have two on one. And now we've had the vice presidential debates.
That was two on one almost
as
well.
It was two
on
one as well.
It was a little more subtle.
Melissa made me listen to it, the critique on The View.
Oh my gosh.
And I think I need to take Trump's advice and drink Clorox.
Well, somebody was charged with painful. Playing baby shark to prison inmates, and they were charged with cruelty. It seems to me that that would kind of be along the same lines.
Yeah. Rainer and I watched the reviews on One American News, and they right track right along the way we believe.
Well, you know, One American News is it needs more viewership. I wish it was on all the cable.
Thank goodness you turned us on to it, Rick, because it is the best straight news outlet. They have some opinion on it, but there is a whale of a lot of straight news, and it's level and factual and good.
Right.
Well, I think when they say they have an opinion, it's an opinion. When they say they have news, it's news.
Yep. Imagine that.
Well, I mean, I really think that we're really skewed in a way to set him up, to set the vice president up.
Well, it was based on a premise that was untrue.
Oh, yeah.
Very
absolutely.
Often.
The question absolutely. On climate change. Climate change is not proven science, and the implication in the question was that it was man-made climate change.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The climate has been changing since the Earth began, mm-hmm. and we, frankly, don't have the power to change it. But on the other hand, Donald Trump has cleaned up our air, cleaned up our water, and done it in a very balanced way.
Yeah, he pays attention to what things can mitigate and not harm people who are out there earning a living.
Right.
And he's come up with some really good moves in that.
Well, what do y'all really expect? I mean, the presidential debate and the vice presidential debate, you look at the moderators that the debate committee have selected, and they're Democratic.
Yeah.
They have worked in Democrat administrations or, you know, have been involved with the Democrat administrations, and they're definitely biased, and the bias comes through into questions and the way they handle
it. But you know what? I think that in spite of that, they they are continuing to show their true colors in a way that it turns people off. That we've got more sense than that.
Well,
you know, several times I just wish that the Vice President Pence would simply said, I don't agree with your premise, so it's going to be hard for me to answer the question.
Right, right.
Yeah, and I did. I think he did a great job. I mean, he's so cool
he
and calm and collected. But, you know, one of my favorite things was the fracking question that really calls into just really lets you know how stupid they think the average American person is. That Joe Biden has made it very clear he will not get rid of fracking. That was her quote. He's done everything but make that clear. He has stated numerous times. And then
well, he's made it clear that he will not get rid of it, and he's made it clear that he will get rid of it.
So absolutely, no more fossil fuels. Right. I mean, so that kind of flip-flopping back and forth, but she'll look right at you and lie about it. But honestly, my very favorite part was she again said, President Trump continues to refuse to denounce white supremacy.
Yeah.
I am so
ridiculous.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm so done with that.
Yep, yep.
But one of the things that I thought was very interesting, and they both did it, was they totally avoided answering the question the moderator asked, and they just said what they needed to say about their platforms. And some of the questions were very inappropriate, and they were properly ignored.
Yeah.
And I thought that was
really
good.
I thought they did
good.
Some rather graceful dancing.
You know, Vice President Pence finally gave up and just ignored that timekeeper and just kept right on answering the question or talking about his subject. Your time is up, sir. Thank you. And your time is up. Thank you. Your time is up. Thank you. And he just ignored her for several minutes and did a great job of it. I thought since there was 2-on-1 like it was, for him to react like that was very strong.
He was a total gentleman about it.
He was.
Yeah, that's an amazing combination to pull off, to be that assertive and still be gentlemanly.
Yeah, I agree.
I do it all the time.
I think you've lost control here tonight.
By the way, you know, somebody posted a little cartoon today that said, I think one of the spouses saying, well, you know, the newspaper is half the size that it used to be. And the response is, well, they used to report both sides of the news.
Oh, that's
cut it in half.
That's great. I love that.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, all I can tell you is that we saw a different debate than The View did.
I'm not shocked to hear that.
Well, tell us a little more about it.
Tell us the worst of the story.
Well, they obviously have a different opinion of who won the debate.
Uh-huh.
In their eyes, Kamala Harris overwhelmingly won the debate. And she was just brilliant. And, Melissa.
And commanding. And don't take their word for it. CNN's poll supports that she overwhelmingly won and is up 4 to 12% among men, women, and Trump supporters.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, this is a follow-on to, I believe, NBC did a, quote, unbiased thing with Biden. These were unbiased, neutral voters that all happened to be well-registered Democrat voters, in fact, that were never on the fence. This is last week, and this was just discovered that NBC decided that was going to be a neutral audience to tell us how we think.
Wow.
All right.
Well, they also had to say, you know, quite a few things about Pence, obviously. They talked a lot about their favorite was The Fly, which I didn't even notice The Fly, even though I knew because I'd seen all the memes and stuff earlier. When I rewatched the debate, I didn't even notice The Fly. I didn't notice it the first time. Because I was focused on what they were saying.
Certainly. Didn't anybody have a fly swatter?
But, you know, it just kind of shows me their mindset. But the biggest thing that I took away from that critique was that they were happy that she did not answer the question on stacking the courts. That they said, you know, don't give away the plan.
Oh, yeah.
And then
that was Whoopi.
And Joy said, let it be a surprise.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Which and, just and so much reminded me of you got to pass the bill to know what's in it.
Yep, yes. Yep.
So
yep.
I just thought that really revealed the whole character of that side.
I agree. Well, we've got to take a break so our folks will know what's in it. And we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, folks, it's good to have you with us. I already told you how much we appreciate that. Please, after listening to our sponsors, go out and visit them. Tell them you heard about them here on CCTA Wake Up Call. Now, who wants to talk about Nancy Pelosi's latest, greatest big idea?
I don't want to talk about it, but I think it needs to be addressed.
I don't know a thing about it, so I'm quiet.
Well, Pelosi has called a meeting tomorrow with her fellow Democrats, and they are going to discuss invoking Amendment 25, which Amendment 25 is where you... Yep. They say that the president is incompetent to run, usually due to like a dementia or something like that, or a medical case where he cannot run the office. The kicker to that, number one, it's 3.5 weeks to the election. You obviously are not confident you're going to win if you're still trying to bring Donald Trump down. Number two, the vice president has to sign off on this amendment. 25. Right. It's not going to work just because Pelosi wants it to happen.
Was Amendment 25 an amendment to the Constitution?
Or? Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
No,
but the vice president has to agree that it needs to be invoked.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Never going to happen.
Her excuse is that because of COVID and him being on steroids and all, he's not in his right mind.
Mm-hmm. I heard an woman, I've forgotten what talk radio program today, say that she was a cancer survivor. She had taken the same steroid drug on cancer. It is given to many people who are on chemo. And to say that it incapacitates them across the board, that it's frequent, is an out-and-out lie. Of course, we're accustomed to these lies.
Yeah.
So it is one of those fabricated, non-true sorts of things to start with. Plus, as you point out, the vice president's not going there.
No way.
Now, isn't this a rerun of when President Trump first took office and they tried to set him up with a wire, with the FBI tried to set him up with a wire that he was there for? They needed to invoke the 25th Amendment. It's a rerun, folks. Yep. It's a rerun.
Well, they're trying everything they can, because if you notice, and this is what they're trying to do, is draw attention away from the other news of all the documents that have come out, implicating them in the attempted coup to take him down. Now that he has ordered that all the documents be declassified and redaction be removed so that you can see the whole document and everything and nothing else but the document. So,
way out of the conspiracy theory range.
Yeah.
I think one of the best moments in the debate last night was when this wonderfully unbiased moderator asked Vice President Pence if he would support a peaceful transition of power. And Vice President Pence looked at her and said, "You've been trying to unseat this president for 3.5 years. Why are you asking me that?" Something to the effect of, "Why are you asking me that question?"
Yeah,
well, and that's a really good point, because they have never accepted, you know, and they want to keep bringing up that if defeated, Donald Trump would not accept that defeat, that he's going to claim that it was rigged. Okay, saying that mail-in ballots are a huge source of
fraud
is not a lie. Please your research. There are so many of just this year, so many videos of people being caught, or people bragging, or mail people throwing away ballots, stealing ballots, selling ballots, people selling them. People going to elderly and saying, "I'm going to take your ballot in for you," and just taking ballots out of entire apartment buildings. This is not, the media and Pelosi loves to tell you, the whole left loves to tell you that there's no evidence of fraud. There's no evidence of fraud. This is how people have to do it. That should make you question.
Yeah.
Where's the fraud coming from?
Well, there's been fraud all along. This is just up in the ante in the percentage of fraud.
Absolutely.
So that's why good people need to turn out in huge, huge numbers, or we'll be in a fix.
Yeah, for sure. It has to be a landslide. It cannot be questionable.
Right.
Well, you know, if you look in the right places, you can find the evidence. It's out there. People have actually been arrested, been convicted, and are serving time for doing just those things you mentioned. Today, I saw even two or three news reports of cases of fraud. They found more ballots that had been dumped and, you know, in the trash or in the ditch or somewhere. More postal workers involved in the fraud. And it's just ridiculous.
You know, we are seeing more and more of that. It is, in spite of attempts to hold it back, it is hitting the news.
Right.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg. What we see is a small portion of what exists.
Right. Like if you see one little roach, you can bet there's a thousand more.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, of course it goes on both sides. Of course it does. I mean, there's bad people on both sides.
Yes.
Good people on both sides. And there's also a, you know, just a concerted effort from whole communities of people to make the election go their way. Right. And the best and only way is to go to the poll yourself.
I know. And, you know, all this mess about voter suppression.
Bunch of hooey.
It is. But it's okay to have people going into the projects, the high rises in New York and all, and strong arming all these people, "Give me your ballot."
Mm.
Now, some of them are going in and they're paying them for their ballots. Mm-hmm. Other ones, they're just threatening them. Give me your ballot.
I heard from $200 to $800 for
it. And they collect the ballots and they go fill them out and submit them.
Well, that's happening in Minnesota right now. Yeah. Apparently, that's a big, there's kind of been a big sting on it.
Well, it used to be a bottle of whiskey that you yeah. got the ballot.
A pack of cigarettes.
But I'm also very concerned with people trying to change the balloting method midstream.
Yeah.
That what they're trying to extend it days, they're trying to extend the method of the sending it in. You don't need that counter signature from from a witness, or you do, you don't.
Yeah. When you say people, are you referring to governors?
up and down.
Right. And, you know, folks, it's very difficult now. I don't know what to call them. Democrats, socialists, progressives, communists, they all fit the same mold.
All of the above.
You know? But they're the ones that are out here orchestrating all this, because if you can't win the way it is, you change the rules.
Absolutely.
You know, there's been a lot of those requests for absentee ballots pouring in, and I think that's a really bad sign. I got a thing in the mail from the Republican Party. I'll just go ahead and say it. Instructions for how to get an absentee ballot. Well, I don't know. I guess they did it because of the COVID-19 or something like that. But I still think that's dangerous, because at one point you didn't even have to have a witness to the signature. And then finally the legislature passed a law and it was upheld that you still had to have a witness on it to guarantee that this was the same signature. And they can also check and make sure it is the same signature.
And see, that's another problem we have here in North Carolina. Yeah. Our state board of elections is dominated by liberals. Yeah. The two Republicans that were on there resigned because it is so rotten.
And they asked for names for people to replace them. Now, have they replaced them? I don't know.
Not that I've heard.
Yeah.
They voted with the majority, but they were misled as to items of fact. And they actually acted as if they were relying on a court order, and the judge said, oh, no, you're not, and yanked them up short. So that's one time recently that a judge has behaved properly.
Right. Our whole system needs to be overhauled in some...
but not 10 minutes before the election.
Some checks and balances put in place because, well, let's face it, they were under Democratic control for over 100 years. And they were used to things being their way and working their way. And, you know, now that they're not totally in control anymore, they want to change the rules. They want to change the way things are done. They want to change the makeup of the committees. They want to change the judgeships and everything else.
I do, too, on that one.
Yeah.
Well, but, you know, it is by sneaky things. It is not by bandying about ideas in the court of public opinion and trying to sell their way of looking at things, because they can't do it. It isn't logical. It doesn't make any sense.
One of the reasons that the Supreme Court nomination is so controversial is because the role that the Supreme Court has assumed is so out of whack with what the Founding Fathers intended.
Yeah.
Supreme Court is now making laws.
Yeah.
That was never the intention, and that's why this appointment is getting such flack, because the Supreme Court has power it shouldn't have.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a shame Diane isn't here tonight, because she talks often about the Constitution needs to be judged based on what's within the four corners of the document itself and what the people who put it together had to say about what it meant at that time. Not precedent. Like, the assumption is that some judge who lived years back was much smarter than anybody currently holding that office. No, go to the thing that we're talking about, not what somebody else said about it. That's like hearsay, and that's not acceptable in a court of law. It's not logical.
Being thrown out.
Yeah.
You know what really gets me upset and makes me sick is hearing Nancy Pelosi and her minions quoting the Constitution or referring to the Constitution and things being constitutional or unconstitutional. They don't know a thing about the Constitution.
Mm-mm.
They use it when it's advantageous to them,
But when somebody inquires sweetly what part of the Constitution makes this law legal, she comes back, are you serious?
Yes, I remember that.
You can't pin them down and get them to answer the question because they don't know the answer.
Well, I mean, she kind of showed it just recently, saying she's going to, you know, discuss the 25th Amendment. Mm-hmm. She obviously doesn't know that the vice president has to be on board with that.
Or she's ignoring it, much like the governor, when he was issuing, of North Carolina, was issuing all his laws, ignored the fact that the majority of members of the Council of State had to agree with those draconian measures for it to be legal. So it's not legal.
Well, he needs to be careful because Governor Whitmer,
she just
got slammed for that. So the good court precedent ruled against that. Yeah,
it exactly. Seems like because of this COVID-19, a lot of the governors, you know, all the people that are local, whatever we call those, you know, mayors and so forth, and they all seem to think all of a sudden that they've been elected to give orders to the people and they're supposed to obey. And it really, you know, it rankles me something fierce. It really does. I very seldom put on a mask. I don't do it because it's a political statement now. You go in a place that's surrounded by liberals, and there you see everybody with a mask on. And I had to put them on to go into the hospitals and things like that. I understand that. I want to protect people who already have, you know, some problems and don't need to add to them.
Well, you know, there was a school board debate last night.
Oh, indeed there was. That was wonderful.
And looking at the comments on the live stream, one of the biggest concerns was that all of the candidates were using microphones being shared, passed back and forth.
Oh.
There were numerous comments on that. Sharing the microphones. Why are they sharing the microphones, you know?
Because that's all they had, and that's what they had to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought that was really, really, really good debate. We learned a lot about the people, you know, the candidates. And
For Craven School Board, you're talking about?
Yeah, Craven School Board. And I just thought we just learned so much. It was obvious to me, though, that the questions like we have in all these things we're talking about, the debates as well, they seem to somehow have a liberal slant on them. And that kind of upset me a little bit about it. One thing is, it was called people that sponsored it was called the Concerned Parents. And I know Rick has got all this internet and IT stuff that he follows, and I don't pay any attention to it at all because I'm old fashioned. But I did look around at the audience, and I think I knew at least 2/3 of the people in the audience. And and they were all very conservative people. And so, and there may have been a half a dozen people who were members of the Concerned Parents or something like that. But, I mean, they didn't make any showing at all in person at night at that. And I think that tells you a whole lot. I don't know. They may be able to put on a good thing online. I won't argue with that. But as far as I'm concerned, nothing really counts like a face-to-face interview because I'm 83 years old. That's the way I've been all my life, and I'm not going to change.
Right. Well, you know, I was disappointed in the turnout, too. But I think you can just attribute a lot of it to the apathy. People, I don't get it. I don't understand why they're not more involved and more concerned. You have people that want to complain and find fault. But then they don't go out and participate in the process.
Yeah.
And that room should have been packed last night.
Rick, was there a lot of online? I've been busy in the real world today, so I haven't been online at all. Was there a lot of response online? Was there an indication that people were paying attention but sandwiched in between other activities?
I'll have to check to see how many have viewed it, gone back and viewed it. But I will tell you that there were... It's so sad to say, but there were three people viewing.
Three people?
From the Concerned Parents site. And, I mean, that was it. So, but, you know, people do go back and rewatch things, and I'm hoping that that's what happened. And
well, now, there were two feeds going on.
There was one on Newbern Live.
Right. I don't know how many people were watching that.
It went from 3 to 5 throughout the time that I was checking it. Because I was trying to follow some comments, but you know, people do go back and look at stuff. So I will go and check that for you. I want to say, though, Dad, about the apathy. And, you know, it's funny that I was out to dinner with some friends a couple of weeks ago. And I wanted, you know, I was pushing Hopkins for school board. He's my favorite candidate. And
you like your dad?
And so I'm pushing, you know, I was like, you know, if you haven't voted yet, you know, and I was talking about him. And the guy actually said to me, the husband said, why would anyone run for school board? I'm just genuinely interested why someone would run for school board. So, you know, I talked to my dad about that, that what I said to him was, you know, everyone goes out to vote for the president and then they kind of get excited about the senator or the governor. And don't even think to turn that ballot over and look at the lower jobs, which is not a lower job. It's just lower on the ballot.
No, as a matter of fact, we've talked about this a lot. We're going to lose our country if our students aren't taught well the true nature of America and our history and so on. I read an article on the Daily Caller, I believe that's the Daily Signal this week, that said of people under 45, half of them believe that socialism is a better, fairer financial model than is the free enterprise system. Now, that's astounding to me. Nothing could be more opposite from what the truth is. When you reap the rewards of the work that you do, or have free time and don't reap so many financial rewards because you're enjoying whatever it is you're doing instead of earning money, that just is a self adjusting system. Everybody can be whatever they want to be.
You know, what really concerns me is we're in the second or third generation of people who have been indoctrinated in school. So now we've got the school teachers who've already been indoctrinated. You know, like one of the speakers last night said, well, that her own children hadn't told her anything about anybody trying to indoctrinate them. She asked them. And I thought to myself, no, they don't know they're being indoctrinated. Why should they? And the teacher doesn't know it either because she thinks she's telling the gospel truth.
Actually, the truth is that unless you monitor it all along the way, it is so subtle. And the people to whom it is being done are very much younger than the people who are doing it to them. And the people doing it to them are authority figures. It is oozed in over years' time, and it isn't immediately obvious unless you stand back and do the big picture thing.
Of course, we look at a number of the younger adults that come into the working society owing a lot for their college education.
Yeah.
And gee, if we got into a socialist society, maybe they would relieve me of that debt.
That's not something
put it
real.
On somebody else,
Bob. That's not something real new. I graduated with $40,000 in student loan debt, and 3%. So we kept it and paid it off as slowly as they would let us do it because the interest that
really
rate was
low
real low
rate,
at that
yeah.
time.
Yeah, I agree. That's a good rate. So, folks, we need to stop here and take a break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll come right back and pick up on something else.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, folks, let's move on to another topic, and that's the President of the United States came down with the COVID, the Kung Flu.
At the debate, apparently 11 people in the presidential debate, they traced it back. 11 people that were at that debate came down with
the debate crew. The ones that were in there setting everything up, and they found out that a number of them tested
now,
positive.
Now, I'm going to say something awful, but is this a coincidence?
Well, actually, the mainstream media's it's actually been traced back to the Rose Garden event for Judge Amy Coney Barrett.
Oh yeah, of course.
Well,
so they're calling that a super spreader, even though it was an
outdoor event as opposed to indoors in a confined area.
Exactly.
Well, they've been hoping for a long time that hundreds or thousands of people would come down with it at a rally,
and
it didn't happen.
And if I could just say the reactions of not just your everyday citizen, but of people who hold office,
the hate.
People who are public figures, people who are radio people or TV personalities, you know, people who can't are out there that other people would look up to or tune into or however, the awful death wishes, absolute death wishes. I hope you die. The one who said, if I haven't made myself clear, I hope you die.
But, you know, it's odd to me that Facebook can allow those.
They allow that. Oh, absolutely.
Twitter can allow that stuff.
Absolutely.
That doesn't violate their standards.
That's not hate speech.
No.
But this is from people of the party. Every time I drive by a sign, what do the signs say? Tell me, love. Hate has no place here.
Yeah.
Hate has no place here.
Well, did y'all notice in the vice presidential debate there was some sort of plastic in between glass or something?
Plexiglass.
Plexiglass or something. So they have taken some steps, I think. Yeah, whatever.
I still think that I have never, no matter what I think of someone, and I could name quite a few that I have strongly, angrily disagreed with and have upset me. I've never death wished one of them.
That's just not humorous.
All right. And, you know, you had me watch it on The View, the VP debate.
I'm never going to live that down, am I?
Those are some vile people.
Yes, absolutely.
Those are some very vile people.
Actually, Melissa, you owe your dad something for that.
I think I have to buy him supper after this.
You know, one of the things, maybe it's too early in the conversation to bring out, but when the president came out to thank the people when he was leaving, the supporters were out there with flags, and you could see videos of them, wonderful, greeting him, letting him know that the people of America love him. And he just drove along in a car and waved, and that was all. Of course, he had a Secret Service to protect him, as always. And so what do? They picked on the fact that he had exposed the Secret Service to the COVID problems and
they
all of that.
They all volunteered.
Oh, of course they did. And nothing a man can do that he doesn't seem to get attacked from someone side or the other. And
he exposes them to assault, gun attacks, and, you know, assassination threats every single day. I mean, Secret Service
that's
are what, not.
That's their job to protect.
Yeah, that's what they do. They take risks single day.
Mm-hmm. Nancy Pelosi pulled down her mask and exposed me to her face.
How many facelifts did she have? Oh, Lord. Oh.
Well, I heard, since you went there, I'll go there. On Rush Limbaugh today, he was out. God bless him for his treatments today. But he is resting today and going to be strong because our president is going to be a guest on Rush Limbaugh tomorrow. So make sure you tune into that. But
it's
going to
be the largest radio rally.
Yeah. So, but he did have a guest who said that Nancy Pelosi, you know, was talking about the 25th Amendment for an altered state. And he said this from a woman who hasn't seen her original face since 1992.
I think we ought to review all those amendments past number 10, make sure we still need them.
Well, I would like to, just for the sake of decency, go ahead and apologize on the rare incidents or coincidence that Nancy Pelosi may happen to hear this show.
Yeah.
Well, and I do want to go back to, and we never get ugly like that, I don't think, so I'm sorry, but anyway. Not sorry. What I wanted to say was that, talking about the hate and everything, and a lot of people came out and said thoughts and prayers are with the coronavirus, because the president had called it.
Right.
So, but now there's this big, and they want to talk about the right having conspiracy theories. Now they've gone, you know, they're just really picking apart every single statement, his appearance. They said that he was actually, when he said he was working while he was being treated, that he signed a blank paper to make it look like he was doing something for a photo op.
That's really in character, isn't it?
If you go, and I actually did this because I do like to check my own facts before I talk about them. I did go and look at a few signings he's done from that angle. And with the light and the camera angle, he signs a big name and it's bold. They almost all look blank.
Yeah.
Okay.
When he pans it around, you get a glimpse of something that there's more on there.
Right,
but what
exactly
really stands out is that signature.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But they just, I mean, it just, it's, the man can't take a breath without it being the wrong way.
But you know what? In spite of that, he is one of the most cheerful, upbeat people in the world.
I agree.
And this COVID thing is supposed to be so horrible on older people. Well, he's no spring chick.
Mm-hmm.
And he's putting it aside in record time. I wonder how many doctors around the country are following the protocol that was used on him. It's even occurred to me to ask our physician, would he use that protocol? What would he look at?
You said something that I love, that he is one of the most upbeat, cheerful people. That's what drives the left nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it drives me to smile. I love it.
Well, go ahead, Hal.
All right. We were talking a few minutes ago about hate that we see evidence of, and it's certainly in evidence. Yes, I agree. But our car, I've got it all decorated with Trump, with who for the governor, you know, Lieutenant Dan. I call him Lieutenant Dan Forrest. And we've got Mark Robinson. I got stuff like that on it. I've got the school board candidates that I can't find. I got something on there about supporting our local government and local seafood industry and things like that. I mean, car is well decorated. Well, I pulled down on the base at Cherry Point. Of course, if you have to stop and show your ID to get in, and I showed them my ID. And they called to attention, of course. But one of the sergeants over there really surprised me. He was giving me a thumbs up about what was on my car, you know. And I was so pleased with that. And I got parked, and a guy walked up to me and said, "I want to let you know that I agree with every one of your political sentiments that you're showing on your car." I went to B&J's to get some of that wonderful seafood they have. You know, they're a sponsor of ours, too. And I went in to buy the seafood. There were three guys standing around outside, and they called me over and said that they agreed, especially they were happy that we had something about the North Carolina seafood on the car. But they said, I agree with the sentiments that you have. And I get a lot of thumbs up out on the highways. I don't get many. I hadn't seen a California salute in a long time. And I just think that right here in Eastern North Carolina, I think we got a lot of good conservative people.
We do. Now, okay. We do have a group of haters out there.
Oh, we do.
They're not allowed to get away with a lot of it.
Yeah.
Rainer and I were recently in Raleigh, and I thought about taking the signs off because I didn't want the car all scratched up. We need to park and stay a couple of days. And and we did. We parked and said, what's the heck with it? We'll let them know how we feel. You know, people were friendly with us. We didn't have any problems. I kind of expected problems.
Well, I was recently at an event where Sheriff Chip Hughes spoke.
And
he addressed the fact that some of these hate groups that are out there that are protesting and rioting in some of the cities were on their way to New Bern.
Really?
Yes. And they had events planned, and him and some of the other sheriffs and law enforcement met with these groups and explained to them, you're welcome to come in and exercise your First Amendment rights. But if you stand in the middle of the street, you're going to jail. If you destroy any property, you're going to jail. And he named off all these things that, you know, are not part of your First Amendment. In Craven County, if you do any of those, you're going to jail. So that's why we haven't seen a whole lot of that around here.
Yeah.
Well, I actually... Sure. I'm sorry, Hal, go ahead.
All right. Sheriff Chip Hughes once said, I asked him a question. What would you do if you were overpowered and you just didn't have the resources that you needed to solve one of these kind of problems that people are rioting, whatever? He said, you know what I'm going to do? He said, I'm going to deputize every concealed carry person in the whole damn county. Excuse my French. And I thought, wow, what a reaction.
Well, and I think, you know, I have seen some, as a matter of fact, the sheriff somewhere in Florida actually came out and he held up two pictures. He said, this is a peaceful protest. This is a riot. And he said, and in case you didn't get it, and he held up another, he said, this is a peaceful protest. This is looting. And basically said, you know, we will happily cart you to jail, and the next thing you can steal is something off of someone else's lunch tray.
I'm going to quickly take back the cuss word I use, because the sheriff doesn't shut cuss. That's me.
And by the way, let's add, from the presidential debate, former Vice President Biden, Antifa is a destructive organization.
It's not just an idea.
A thought.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we need to take a real quick break here and come back and wrap up this show.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, Melissa, you recently participated along with the Griswolds here and some other folks in the Life Chain. Tell us how that went and explain exactly what the Life Chain is.
So the Life Chain is done yearly. It is a national event. It's done, is it the first Tuesday?
The first Sunday of October.
First Sunday of every October. And it has been going on for quite a while. This and was
here locally, it's the Christian Coalition that,
that's organizing.
Right, that organizes. This was my first one, so I learned a lot. But it is basically almost like a memorial service for all of the babies we've lost to abortion. And we meet generally in front of the mall and extend as far down as many people as we have. And we are also some stood on the other side of that highway there, Martin Luther King. And they give you pre-made signs that are pre-approved. Things like my son said, adoption is the loving option. You know, there are other things. We are not ugly. We don't yell. We don't engage. It was quite beautiful. It was an hour of just meditation, thinking about, you know, your stance, thinking about the babies. And I thought it was quite beautiful. We got a lot of honks, a lot of thumbs up, a lot of encouragement. We got a handful of hate. One of the hates we got was very hateful. but you expect that, you know. But everyone was just, I thought it was very beautiful. And I just really encourage you to take part in that next year. And let's really pack that highway, because it's really a beautiful thing.
It is. It is. The God and Country Christian Coalition does that, like we said, every year. They've been doing it for a long time. And, you know, they are a great organization. If you want to get into a good organization with Christian beliefs and background, that's a good one. Jerry Shiel is the president of that right now, God and Country Christian Alliance. And they have been working with us, CCTA, and co-sponsoring some of our events, like the school board debate that we had. And our upcoming meeting for this month is going to be candidates for state representative positions, Al, right?
That's exactly right.
And they're going to, again,
both the North Carolina House and North Carolina Senate.
Right. Mm-hmm. Great. And the God and Country Christian Alliance is co-sponsoring that with us again. So it's good to work with people like
Mason,
that.
Who, what we call, she monitored that. She's going to also do this one. She did the last one. She's also going to do this one first. She did a great job, and I asked her to come help us this time. She said she would.
Okay. That sounds good.
And that's when? The 20th of this month?
Third Tuesday,
the 20th. Well, another thing I wanted to mention is that wreath that they across America that's coming up soon, Veterans Day, November the 11th, that's right on top of us. And I don't know. I know that that's a good cause, and they're trying to have a wreath for all the graves in the cemetery here in New Bern Veterans Cemetery. So that's another event. So there's a lot of wonderful things going on.
And, you know, folks, sometimes I know you feel like you've lost all hope, that there's just no way that we're going to get ourselves out of this hole that we've dug. But every time you turn around, there's a ray of sunshine out there. And you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. All of our youth haven't gone bad.
No.
There's still a lot of good kids out there.
I'm proud of my grandsons and great-grandsons. Yes. And daughters, too. Granddaughters, grandsons. Excuse me. I don't know why I said boys. Sorry about that, hon.
So, anyway, it's really good to know that there is hope out there. And it's organizations like the God and Country Christian Alliance. It brings a lot of light into the community. So we want to definitely support them.
I wanted to mention that two of our great-grandsons are homeschooled. And if I say so myself with a great deal of pride, they're very conservative and they're very intelligent. They're very well educated.
And they can write in cursive, and they know their history, and they're only 11 years old.
And they say, yes, ma'am, and yes, sir.
You find that a lot in homeschooled students. And last night, I had the young lady that was hosting the event call me, sir. And I said, wow, you don't hear that much anymore.
How
you
nice.
Know? I said, when were you born? You don't hear that much anymore from the young generation. Those are values. And, you know, in doing some research on the general statutes that govern the school boards mm-hmm. and what their duties and responsibilities mm-hmm. are, one of those is a character curriculum mm-hmm. that the local school mm-hmm. board is supposed to work with the community to develop, to teach kids respect and courtesy, self-control, and things like that. I'll have to get that and bring it up at another time.
Just before we close out the show, I wanted to say that President Trump did say when he came out of the hospital, do not fear the virus. And he's getting a lot of hate for that. I want to say, if you're a Christian, if you walk that life, you know what he was saying.
Right.
Do not
Absolutely.
Live in fear.
Okay, we got to wrap up.
All right, Rick, I think you did a wonderful job last night at that forum. Particularly when you refer to the same thing you just talked about. You talked about the law, and it spelled out very clearly the duties and responsibilities of the members of the school board. And, you brought it out. And another thing that happened last night, Glenn, they tried to pin him down and not inexperienced in the system. Well, he started talking about leadership skills. And, like you talked about, your skills. Well, it's time we got some people who weren't in the doggone system to take a look at it. And
well, it's failing.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, appreciate that, Hal. That's all the time we have for today's show. We hope we brought you some interesting information and that you'll come back and join us again next week.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday.